was a big part of my life. I gave a big part of my life to it. And it was always on my mind. That it improved a lot, but it was terrible conditions. I don't know how they worked in there before 68. The conditions were bad for the residents, but it was just as bad for the people looking after them. I think those nurses were all angels, worked up in there in those days, to do the work they did.
The people I've spoken to who've worked there have really made it their life. I mean, they've been dedicated to the idea, I guess.
That's like I was. If I'm in a thing, I'd go 4 days a week up. Sometimes I went 4 days a week, sometimes 3 days a week, but I'd go through. There was some wonderful improvement, especially with the children. There was wonderful improvement. The children weren't sitting at the tables. They would sit on the floor and eat from Maria and Matt on the floor, their food.
Right.
And we had one chappy up there. He said he'd get him up at the table, and he did. He put a tablecloth on the table, and they pulled the tablecloth to pieces. And the next time he put the tablecloth on the table, they sat there. And by the time he left, they were sitting up at the table having their Christmas parties, all sitting at the table.
Mm.
And being like little boys and girls.
Not animals?
No. His name was Alan Cotton. And he was a wonderful male nurse, he really was. You know, he was in charge of the, yes, of Willow Court. It wasn't Willow Court then, it was all the Royal Durrant Hospital with the children's wards. Yeah. Now, I've seen some wonderful things, I've seen some terrible things when I first went there. And then when we start to let the people out, the older women, we let some of the older women out, and that one had been there 32 years. And they invited us to the cottage at New Norfolk to go and have afternoon tea, some of the board and us. And one lady said to me, "Mrs. Williams, I never thought that I'd ever see outside again," she said. She said, "Oh, it's heaven. I walk down the streets, I can use the telephone." There was nothing the matter with that woman. It was the days when a doctor and her husband could get together and say, "Right,
I don't want her she'd anymore."
She'd hit me on the head with a fry pan or something.
That's
it. Yeah. It was so easy done. And there was a terrible law, I think it finished 68, I don't know, I can't say for sure, but there was a law, if you did something wrong, say if you felt pilching something or stealing something or kleptomania, whatever they called it, you could either go to jail or you could go up the Royal Durrant for 6 months, something like that. And you know, there's one lady put up there, she was put up there because of drink, and they put her there and forgot about her. How many times people died up there, and even the staff sometimes haven't known that they've had relations, but they've never come to them, and then when they die they come to see them as money they got in the bank or something, etc. And one thing I used to love doing while I was there, and what we got going, was the Christmas carols to go through. There was they used to take the car through, and there'd be all the board members and the volunteers would get in there, 7 o'clock or more on the way. We'd go around the ward scene, you know, at Father Christmas.
I had Lou Rice and various other
Lou,
to
Lou
play
Ra-
music.
Lou Rice, Lou Rice, that's really fantastic. Lou Rice was always there, or you could always count on him, and he was a wonderful male nurse, he was. And there was another male nurse too, Mr. Baker, and him and his wife used to, he was Father Christmas, and his wife Barbara, she was Mother Christmas, she always came with us. And he was wonderful to them, he really was, yes. They were the happy times for the people, and then some do-gooders, so the do-gooders come in, you get the do-gooders, who come and say, "Oh, the residents, the idea was, oh, I don't think it's right for the residents to have these Christmas carols coming around now. I think the residents mightn't like it, and we haven't asked them, so I think we'll stop the Christmas carols."
Mm-hmm.
And the same do-gooders stopped the fancy dress balls. We had fancy dress balls, and they were beautiful balls. And the board, all the board went to the balls. And the men would dress up as women and the women dressed up as men, and it would be everything.
Just once a year.
Yes, and all the residents would dress up as, it was beautiful. But the do-gooders come in and thought they knew better for the residents and what the people did.
So where did these do-gooders come from?
They come from the staff.
Right.
And yeah, I won't mention. They come from for the hierarchy of the staff who came in and thought they knew more than about than what the people who cared.
Mm.
And that's when the caring started to go out of the caring for the staff, start for the residents. Because it really broke my heart when I seen the dancing stop, because they loved it. They'll start dancing anywhere, those people. They love music and love dancing.
I've seen some films of the dance.
Yes. And they used to have the concerts in the... They still have their concerts. But there wasn't togetherness. The togetherness with the people and with the residents was so great. It was a big part of my life. I gave a big part of my life to it. And it was always on my mind. Now, there's some weird and wonderful things happened in that boardroom. Some weird and wonderful things, yes. And there were some great things happened. There were some good things happened.